The 17-year-old girls from Indiana were on vacation when the cord connecting their parasail to the boat snapped free in high winds, causing them to careen toward the shore. The pair smashed into the 13th floor balcony of a condominium complex before colliding with nearby power lines and finally crash-landed on a parked SUV below.
Dude, we welcome one of those girls into the K105 studios here this morning. Sydney Good is our special guest. Sydney, thanks for coming.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Talk about how it's from that point in time, that terrible accident, to now, and how much things have improved for you over this time.
The only thing that I actually has seen that improved in me is I can, like, get up. I can go, like, around by myself a little bit. I do have trouble seeing, obviously. I see double, so when I'm out in places that I don't know, my parents have to help me, and so that's not going to change.
Sure.
But from the time that I was in the hospital and got up in therapy, I can pretty much walk almost normal, I'd say, for me. Not doing 100%, and I'm never going to be 100%.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean,
it's an improvement.
Dude, and I've talked about this several times. I can't even imagine. We've seen the video. You saw it, obviously, real life firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
What was going through your mind when this all happened?
Well, when it got windy, I was just telling Alexis, I was like, they're going to get us down. Like, look, he's trying to get us down. And the line snapped, and I was just like, I was screaming, but in my mind, I was thinking, a plane's got to get us, like a helicopter. They're not going to let us float away.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that I was going to hit a building, and I didn't see it until probably like 5 seconds, and I saw it, but I didn't feel like I was going fast. I didn't feel any pain, and I completely blacked out when I hit it.
A lot of times in an auto accident, people say it goes in slow motion. Was it going in slow motion? Was it going so fast in your head that, do you remember everything about it, or how does that work in your mind?
I don't remember, like, much of the actual, like, ride. When the rope snapped, it felt like we were just floating really slow. So it didn't feel like it was, like, fast and just happened.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt, like, slow, and then I hit, and then I woke up in the hospital.
And here you are 7 months later, and, I mean, what a recovery. I mean, so far, I know you said that you're not going to be 100%, but I'll tell you what, in over 7 months, just from the accident happening to now, I mean, incredible.
Yeah. A lot of people are always like, you're such a miracle. And I'm like, I've heard that a lot. I still don't completely understand the recovery that I've made since then. Probably like, what, a month and a half after the accident is when they told me everything that was wrong with me. Like, I didn't know that my brain was bleeding. I had brain surgery. My brain was swollen, so I had my skull taken out, like, the whole right side. And, like, I knew that something was wrong because I didn't have hair, but I didn't really look in the mirror for a long time, and they explained it all to me, and I was just like, that's not true. It can't happen. That didn't happen. But it obviously did. I've seen pictures.
Our special guest here this morning on the Dan and Dude Show at K105 is Sydney Good, one of the teenage girls who was injured in the terrible parasailing accident in Florida this past summer. And Sydney, one of the things that Dude and I continue to talk about was the tremendous amount of community support that you received, Huntington and Roanoke and all those areas. I mean, it was immediate to see the community just come together and start raising money for you and Alexis, and it was incredible just to see people come together like that.
Yeah, it's amazing how just such a small town and places around and people all over the United States did things and prayed and all that, and it helped a lot.
The support, the Facebook post, the Twitter post, the videos. Unbelievable. And you talk about the physical scars. I mean, you obviously have emotional scars too. I mean, are there thoughts where it goes back to that accident, or you slowly getting away from all that?
I constantly am thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I can't see. Oh yeah, because the accident or something. Everybody always talks about it to me, and I mean, I don't have a problem with talking about it, but it's just like it's always there. I have a constant reminder. And, like, my legs are all messed up. So if I'm wearing shorts and, like, just lounge around at home, I look down, I'm like, oh, something happened to me. Or, oh, I don't have hair. Something happened to me. I'm constantly thinking about it.
But the good news is you're here to talk about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, that's the main thing. And I know that you're working back health-wise, and you're also working back to try to get back to school, I understand.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen anytime soon? Or
I hope it happens. We're trying to get it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking online classes at home, and I was only allowed to do two. But I'm having so much trouble, and it's so hard to do. So my doctors are trying to set me up something at school so I can go in and finish my classes and get it done so I can graduate with my class.
That is awesome. Sydney Good's in the studio with us this morning on the Dan and Dude Show. It was in the terrible parasailing accident this past July. Will you ever go parasailing again?
I would never. Regulations or not, never.
I can't even imagine. You know, it'd be like, you know, when, if you're in a car accident, you know, getting back behind the wheel. And this is a whole different story. This is just something for entertainment purposes. And, you know, and unfortunately, something like this had to happen. But like I said, the good news is you're here to talk about it. You're getting better each and every day. And we're glad that you finally came into K105 and were able to tell your story.
Yeah.
We understand that country music actually played a little help in your recovery.
Yeah, it did. They played it for me when I had my breathing tube on, and I would listen to it, and I remember listening to it a little bit, but country music, I listened to it pretty much the whole time I was in Florida.
So there's a lot of people to thank there. I'm assuming that, you know, all the doctors and whatnot, there's a lot of people that took care of you to get you here 7 months later.
Yeah, I just want to take a minute to thank all those doctors and surgeons that pretty much saved my life, and everybody around Huntington and Fort Wayne that prayed and did a lot of things for me and Alexis.
Yeah, there were a lot of that, as we spoke of earlier here on the show. And and some, if any good news, I guess, could come out of this, we understand that that this Thursday there's actually some things going on that could help future situations.
Yep, I hope the law does pass, because nobody should ever go through what we went through ever.